Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Oh, California is dark. Thank God I'm going to shine in the darkness. Because if there's no darkness, there's no shining. I have the privilege to shine. You have a privilege to shine in darkness. And it says, when you have that type of the mindset, you know what happens? You shall be like that beautiful tree. Ooh, planted by you shall be like a tree. Not a dead tree, but a living tree. You shall be like that tree. Because you see, your believing changes your chemical system of your body. Your believing changes the science of money around you. Your believing changes things around you. When you tell somebody who's got a stroke, is dead in some parts of the body, you keep telling them you shall live, and make them to think they shall live, that numbness will disappear out of their body. Because there is a natural communication to your mind. And your mind is affected, the chemical mind. If we want to go into brain, I went to school a little bit, but I can tell you, the brain can develop according to the words that we speak to it. A child, when he listens the belly, listens classical music, they tend out to be musicians because you're making their brain to develop that way. And that's why you find that most children, if their fathers are preachers and the mother is pregnant there, they end up being preachers, or they end up being singers, or they end up being engineering, because that's what they are hearing. If a pregnant mother is always watching sports, is likely to produce a sports woman or a sports boy, because the kids can participate. The chemical is being built. Now, the chemical of your brain, your mind, when you speak God's word, it changes your chemical system. You begin to get healed, delivered. You begin to see the changes. I want you to change your speech. Change your confession, change your thinking, which is your meditation. When you do that, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. Not one river, but rivers. Now, the word, what do we find in the river? River, we find good fish and lobsters and all kinds of food inside. Now, it's not just one river. If you go to DRC Congo, rivers have got gold and diamonds. Some rivers have got gold and diamonds. Some rivers in Australia, they've got some pearls. What do you call those stones? Pearl, what do you call? Yes, they're found in the rivers. So different rivers, it's not one river, but rivers. They are all of some expensive pearls, Australian pearls. Some African rivers have got gold and diamonds. Different rivers. Some Californian rivers, they've got octopus, and they've got some sea bass and all kinds of things. And they've got, California's got seas, but little man-made rivers. But what I'm just saying is, God is making rivers inside you. He's giving you the trains of opportunities, of income, of opportunities. 10 of them, 10 rivers, 20 livers, 30 livers, 100 livers, different streams of water, different streams of income, different streams of opportunities. Because you have been planted in the right river, you will not seek for opportunities. The opportunities will come. You will not seek for anything because you have the banks. The other scripture says the banks of rivers. The banks of what? Rivers. This one says planted by the rivers of water. Rivers of water. It's not one water, many. And every river has got different. Some are salt water, some are sweet water, different things. You've got it all when you are position yourself. Then he says, because you are planted in the right season, favor is placing you in the right season. Favor will bring forth its fruit in its season. So favor makes you to be planted in the right river. Rivers of water. Why am I using the word favor there? Because you can't get there until God opens the door in the spirit. You can't get there. You can't force God's hand to do it. But grace can do it. Grace means unmerited favor, undeserved blessings, undeserved honor. God will give you. In California, what we need is undeserved honor, undeserved special treatment, for God to open doors to every area of your life. The other doors I've been seeing being open is the doors of men and women's heart that were closed up for Jesus for a long time. God gives me favor, I would share Jesus and they would open up their hearts and they get saved. That's supernatural. And God is going to do that for you and your family. That door is going to open and you shall bring forth its fruit in its season. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, this is my season. To eat the fruits.
To eat the fruits.
Amen. Now, when you're eating the fruits, it's not temporal. When it talks about whose leaf who shall not wither, it's talking about your health. Your health. Because when you go in the book of Revelation, it says the leaves shall be made for health, for medicine. Now, anything that has to do with medicine, that word medicine means health. The word of God, you shall find health. You shall find medicine. And medicine is found in the leaf, according to the book of Revelation. So in other words, your body shall be health. You shall find health. Your leaves that brings medicine, that's connected to your body will start receiving healing, you will not be withered. You shall not dry up, you shall not be sick, because God's medicine shall work in you. Because you see, when you're planted by the rivers of banks, in the rivers, there are special minerals that are very good for your body, for refreshment, for renewal. You have to be planted in the right spiritual river. When you find the spiritual river, stay planted. Because in the right river of the Holy Spirit, will put all the nutrients into your body, into your spiritual body and physical body and into your soul, and you become renewed and refreshed. And that's what God is bringing to you, a renewer. And what happens is you get disconnected from all things that do not work. You just become fortunate. People say, whatever she does, she prospers. Whatever he does, he prospers. They think it's magic. They think maybe because you are, you know, somebody. No, the somebody wants to know you. the somebodies want to know you. It's the opposite way. I remember one time I was in Beverly Hills and one famous actor came and walked to me and gave me a hug. And then somebody said, "You are so honored. It's he's so honored that the word was like, I was more privileged to meet him than he was privileged to meet me. But this is what an actor said. I've been trying to get in touch with him. It's so an honor that I've met him." Then the person says, "Who are you?" It's supposed to be the other opposite. Then I said, "You can't understand everything, but I'm connected to God, who is connected to everyone." Then I just gave the person a hug. You know, it's popular in media. I'm not. So it looked like it was my privilege, but the other person says it's opposite. I'm more privileged. So God will always turn tables around. Remember the scripture I shared in Psalms 45.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Let's look at Psalms 45 a little bit. I think verse 10, where God shall make favor become your mountain. Okay, let's go back. Okay, let me just read it from the beginning. Okay, let's just start from verse 5 because of time. I'm watching time. It says, "Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, the peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." And the word scepter simply means power. You love righteousness and hurt wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companion. It says God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than what? Your companions. God will anoint you more than the people that you work with, more than the people you look for, more than your companions. He will anoint you because of his favor. And he says, "All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory Paris. Remember, in the old time, ivory, it's those little horns from the elephant, very expensive. I used to have one when I first came to America. I used to have one, then somebody asked for it. I gave it to him. I didn't know those days that it was expensive. I used to be given when I was home. They would put those arrows on me. Then afterwards, I said, "Oh my God, the ivory is expensive." But I gave it all away, but that's okay. Out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad, king's daughters among your honorable men, at your right hand stands the queen in gold from Alpha. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also, your father's house. Now, I'll explain it to you. This 11. So the king will greatly desire your beauty because he is your Lord and worship him. And now I want you to understand verse 12. Say, verse 12 is mine. It says, the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. Did you hear, son? Did you hear that? Hollywood is the richest place. California is the fifth wealthiest state in the world. Richer than most of the countries. It says, the daughter of Tyre, that's the daughter of the wealth king, will come with a gift. The daughter, the word she, is California. California will bring a gift. Do you know a nation is not called a he, it's called a she. A state is not called a he, it's called a she. Why? Because only women can produce. Men don't produce. They do, but you know what I mean. It says the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich, then it repeats, the rich among the people will seek your favor. So when God's power, the most powerful people that you're seeking will start seeking you. The daughter of Tyre, she was the wealthiest daughter in the entire world because she was the father's daughter, who was the wealthiest person in the whole entire world. She had everything that the father had, and she will come with everything she has. She will come to you and give you a gift. This applies to every person. And now forget about, say, the daughter is complicated. Maybe it's just for men. No, it's for everybody. Okay, forget about the daughter. The rich among the people will seek your favor. In other words, they will look for you. That's what favor does. We can go on and go on, but I want to tell you that favor, when blessed is the man that walks not according to the counsel of men, but according to the wisdom of God, then favor will begin to come and get multiplied, and you shall become like a tree planted by the banks or by the rivers of water. The rivers of water become planted there, not just one river, but many streams of income, many streams of opportunities. You are planted in the right place in the right time. And then what happens? The daughters from the rich, they'll bring a gift to you. The rich will come and look for you and give you gifts. And when you read, you will find that the royal daughter is the glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall brought to the king in robes of many colors. I mean, just explaining what type of the daughter is going to bring. Now, in the Bible, a daughter is wisdom. Say, call wisdom my sister. That's what this book of Proverbs says. It says, wisdom is my sister. I've told Nikomi's kids to read the book of Proverbs. It says, two sons of Nikomi, they're obsessed with the word of the book of Proverbs. And they're just telling me about how the book of Proverbs is blessing them, their understanding, because that's wisdom. And I told them to read more the book of Proverbs because they understand what's going on in the world. And Proverbs talks about finances. It talks about different things, how to protect yourself. Everything is protected. It's the wisdom. Now, you must understand, the scripture calls wisdom she. She's my sister. So when wisdom is on you, it will bring gold. Wisdom will bring deliverance. Wisdom will bring everything that you need. You must understand that God wants to multiply your favor. Let's go back to Psalms chapter 1, the last one, because our notes today is from the Psalms chapter 1, the whole chapter. So if you're taking notes, it's just one chapter. Then I want us to read the last part, that the wicked shall perish and godly shall perish. He says, that's what is going to happen. But therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. What does it mean, the word judgment? Simply means they're already judged by the decisions they make. God does not judge you. You are judged by your own decisions. To pass God's judgment is make the right decisions. God doesn't judge. You judge yourself. But the decisions we make. The sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The word righteous is a person who has a right standing with God. You are talking to God. You are thinking about God. God's intentions and plan is not to harm you, but to bless you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 said, I know the plans that I have for you, Sophia, not to harm you, but to bless you, Adam. That's God's plan for your life. God does not want you to perish, nor your children perish. God wants you. Now, you need to change your confession. See, for me and my children and my children's children, we shall serve the Lord. Don't just receive the Lord for yourself. Receive the Lord with every one that is part of your DNA. Because God honors covenants. When you make it, Abraham made a covenant in the behalf of his descendants. Make a covenant in the behalf of your descendants. Make a covenant in the behalf of those that will come after you. Abraham did that. Today we can talk about wealth and prosperity because of what Abraham did. And any gospel that denies prosperity insults the covenant of Abraham. Because Abrahamic covenant is part of the covenant of Jesus. Jesus was a son of Abraham as well, son of David. David was a son of Abraham. And God said, your descendants that has been as many as the sand and as many as the stars, they shall all what? Prosper and rule the world. So anybody who speaks against abundance, prosperity, is speaking against the covenant that Abraham made. And the Bible says we are the children of Abraham through faith in Christ Jesus. So don't be afraid to be a prosperous woman and a prosperous man. Just walk in God's counsel. Shall we stand to our feet? Whew, I wish I could go deeper and deeper on this, but we're still tackling favor. I want you to be obsessed and possessed with favor, that things you don't have even to pray for things, and things will just start getting attracted to you. You don't have to look for things. Things will begin to look for you.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.